with Peach Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's pushing House Republicans to follow the Senate and pass a critical foreign aid package. CBS's Allison Keyes has details.
President Biden telling House Republicans passing the bill sends a clear message to Ukrainians, our partners, and allies around the world.
America can be trusted. America can be relied upon.
Biden ripped into former President Trump for encouraging Russia to do whatever they want to any NATO ally that doesn't meet spending guidelines on defense.
The Northeast is getting hit with a powerful winter storm today. CBS's Lana Zaks in New York.
The real concern is going to be later in the day. The snow is going to stop falling, and people may think that the storm's over then. But as soon as the sun goes away, all of this slush is expected to start to a hard freeze, and that's when the roads really become dangerous.
In-person classes were canceled today in Boston and New York, but New York went remote despite some early tech issues. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are now in the assembly after passing the Senate this afternoon. Speaker Robin Voss says his body will vote it up or down today without amendments. Evers has said he'd sign the bill, which would effectively close the map's case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize American election systems.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. February is Spay and Neuter Awareness Month, and animal shelters across the state are informing people about the importance of the campaign. It's to eliminate the amount of unwanted litters. Brittany Merlot has more.
Shelter staff says that the procedure does more than prevent your pet from reproducing. It could save your furry friend from health complications down the road, too. And your male pets? Well, they'll be less likely to wander off and roam when they're neutered. Vets say the process to spay and neuter is quick and painless for the animals. So avoid strain on shelters. Because when they take in additional litters, it requires more resources and creates more work in an already crowded space.
You can host a Raptors baseball player for the 2024 season. The Wisconsin Rapids baseball team is looking for host families for both interns and players. You can find out more information or complete an application at raftersbaseball.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed, simplify, so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. We'll still be stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as temperatures soar to the mid-40s. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind a wintry mix pushes in. It's 33 at our studios.
Valentine's Day is around the corner, and 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Share your love story on our Facebook page for a chance to win Valentine's goodies donated from great businesses like Family Natural Foods, your one-stop for thoughtful gifts anyone would enjoy. From hand-woven baskets, teas, chocolates, and self-care items, Family Natural Foods wishes everyone a happy Valentine's Day and looks forward to helping you with all your gifting needs.
Coming up Wednesday on Matt Nair On Air, Judge Derek Mosley, the director of the Lubar Center at the Marquette University Law School, joins us at 11:30 to talk about Black History Month. Join us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 13th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At part two today at 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Lindsay Scheider. Let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Right now, our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and with us in studio today. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
And as you like to do from time to time, you brought a friend with you, Lacey.
Yes.
Well, let's
my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, it does seem to be. Holly Ann Heidel is with us. Holly, first up, a biggest question I'm going to ask, did I get your last name right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Pam. That was all Pam.
Yes, it was.
She wrote it out for me and everything. Well, Holly, thanks so much for being here. Holly, I see that you are an office manager. Where at?
For the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and I'm super glad to be here today.
We appreciate the time, and thanks so much for being here. Looking forward to getting to know you and talking with you a little bit more. Lacey, I know we have a couple of upcoming community events. You want to start right there?
Yes. So annual meeting and awards, we are the final call for sponsors, attendees, register. We sent out invitations. We're still waiting for some RSVPs from people. Did you RSVP, James?
Yes.
Okay. Did you pick your food choices?
I think so. Yeah, okay. I believe. Oh, yeah, I did. If I RSVP'd, yes, I did.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. So we still have gold and bronze sponsorships available, as well as some raffle baskets. I think we're still taking one bottle of wine, and I think like three or four of liquor, but definitely it's a good way to get your name out there, attach your business card to it. Really, really fun. It's, I mean, definitely a more, there's different packages depending on, you know, your mission and what you want to do and what information you want to get out there, but a lot of people will be in that room. So definitely it's a good marketing opportunity to just kind of get your name in there and definitely be a part of our awards.
We'll talk about this probably with some other businesses, including, you know, our members of the month and that. But when you are a chamber member or when you work with the chamber, it isn't just what the chamber can do for you, which is unparalleled in this community. There's not many that can do what the chamber can do for you, promoting your business, making the connections that they can give you. But you're also showing that you're putting into this community. Like, more and more I'm hearing from listeners and I'm talking to people that are very similar to me. I pretty much only shop at places that I see put back into this community. That's just a little simple thing for me that I like to do. I know more and more people are doing that. So when you are a business and you associate yourself with the chamber, that's immediately all of a sudden a light bulb goes off. Oh, there's a connection. There's a business that's putting back into our community. So you have this extra PR that comes with being with a chamber member. There's no money price you can put on that. There's no price tag you can put on something like that kind of PR.
Absolutely. And we definitely want to support those smaller businesses, especially if you are, you're kind of like him and hawing, like, okay, well,
yeah,
you know, it's the beginning of the year. I have a whole year of people that are going to be asking me for things. Even with the raffle baskets, $25. So that's, I think, what kind of marketing can you get for $25 when you're having all of the biggest businesses in the area in one room? They're all going to be walking around looking at those things. It's not necessarily an ad that's in front of your face, but it's that subliminal where you're seeing they're seeing that. And it's, I think it's good to get your name out there and I don't really think you can beat it for that price.
No.
The marketing, and I think everyone is looking for marketing this day and age. And a lot of those packages, they start out, you know, at pretty high amounts. So you're going to be in the room with, obviously, those award winners, people that are giving back to the community. So I think it's really nice to be a part of it. And obviously, someone's going to win it. So that's really fun, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. Lacey, when is the last opportunity to sign up for that? When is the cutoff day?
So we are trying to make sure that it's full. So I think we're looking at, like, obviously 2 weeks out for if you want to attend the event. Mm-hmm. We're going to be reaching out to the nominees and letting them know. So definitely call the chamber if you have any questions. Please reach out, communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 715-422-4859 if you want more information.
There's a couple things that really sing spring to us here in central Wisconsin, especially here in Rapids. Rafter baseball coming back, you know. That kind of thing. The school wrapping up, a lot of that. And of course, Lunch by the River, Gather by the Gazebo, the Cherry Blossom Festival. These are all things associated with spring. Let's warm up our audience a little bit. Let's give us something to look forward to. Let's talk a little bit about those events coming up.
I know it's snowing right now.
Literally snowing right
but,
now.
But we are going to be, I mean, we want to be proactive in getting this planned, getting everything prepared. So we are looking for entertainment sponsors. We're looking for food vendors. We are looking for local talent. We definitely want to feature people that have something different, something fun. I know I mentioned my fire juggling, and everyone seemed to love that. Besides our insurance, so but I definitely want to bring in something. I want to bring in so that it can kind of cover everybody. We're talking to the city about expanding some space there so we can have more diverse food options. I think that's a really, really good idea to bring people in there. I think food trucks. I think they're awesome. I think the pop-up of it, and, like, you know, you can go down there, you can watch some entertainment, bring your kids, walk around, you know, meet some people, and it's free. So I think you can't beat that. It's the summer. Get out there. Get active. Get out of the house with the family. We're going to have some new updates this year, which I'm not going to say, but I'm definitely excited to make sure that we have more well-rounded entertainers, as well as, like, talking to the schools and getting, like, theater in there. So yeah, that's great for you. But definitely you know, featuring different things. I want there to be something for everyone. I don't want there to be like, oh, you know, it's not, you know, geared towards that. And I think we want a younger demographic so that they're entertained, their parents can enjoy their themselves as well, and not just chase them around. So,
you know, Lacey, it's just us. You could tell us. Come on. You could tell us. Come on. No, I had to try. I had to at least try. We are so excited about these events coming up. And I got to tell you, and I've mentioned this before, you are, I think, the fourth or fifth person I've talked to in your position. And I have worked and enjoyed working with everybody that has done the job that you do, including hiring somebody that used to do your job and our old partner around here, Steph, and everything. So I think very highly of the position and the work that people do. And I think that every person that's been before you has added something or done something really neat to the different things. What I appreciate about you is you're taking something and, okay, this is all working and I want to keep these things that are working, things that you know people love, but what can I do to enhance those things? And you listen to the community, you talk to people, and you're putting them into action. Like, it's one thing to talk a good game, it's another to put it into action. And I've seen you do that in a short amount of time you've been in this position. It's very cool, Lacey.
Like,
really cool to see.
I'm trying.
It's noted. It's not just me that says this. I've heard other people talk about it too. It's very noteworthy. So when it comes to Lunch by the River, one of our favorite events, one of our most prized events, how long has Lunch by the River been going on?
37th year.
That's a long time, and it's great the way we have it, but why not expand it a little bit if we could, or at the very least try? Like, I appreciate hearing that even. Whether it happens or not, the attempt is just as noteworthy, I think. So that's kind of exciting. That's fun.
Yes.
And if you are an entertainer out there, if you are somebody that has a skill set, we'd love to feature you. Say maybe you do a Simpsons one-man show and you've been looking for a place to be able to do it at. I don't know. Maybe that. No, nobody has any interest in that. No.
I think that would be fun. I think it's nice to try new things and kind of see, okay, is this something that this community doesn't have and something that we want to add. I want to do activities. I want to do caricatures. I'd love to do balloon stuff, face painting. I think sweets is definitely an essential. I really, really want to have, like, an ice cream truck, or even if we just had someone who has, like, a little cart. But I think just kind of trying to support the local talent, the local businesses, and people that want to get in on something. I think that I want to make it bigger. I definitely want to increase attendance this year. And I think that having people that are younger and older, I just want to reach everyone and make sure they have a safe place. They can have fun with their family. And then they have, I mean, they have, they'll have a couple different options for food. So maybe you don't like something, but your kids do. And then I think it's fun to try new things. So definitely excited for the changes that are happening, as well as, you know, how people can get involved. That's where they can get involved.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Also, don't encourage me. Don't encourage me, Lacey, because I'll keep going with it. Okay, I will not let it go. We have networking at night also coming up. Looking forward to that.
Yes, Tamarack's Pub. So very excited.
That's a good one. Is that a new one?
So yes, that's a new one. February 19th, 5 to 7. Those are our new hours to kind of accommodate people that do work during the day. We want better attendance. We want people to be able to come out, network, bring their business cards. It's harder when you get older and to meet new people. Kids can walk up to people and just start a conversation and become best friends in 2 days.
Yeah,
I think it's harder when you're an adult. So
yeah,
obviously open to investors, future investors, free to attend. Definitely come out networking at night, Tamarack's Pub, free appetizers.
Oh, nice.
I mean, need
nice.
I say more? Free
yeah, appetizers. If you didn't have, like,
free food.
Whoever was on the fence on it just immediately fell over at that.
Free food and raffle prizes. So definitely come out. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. So definitely come and bring people with you.
And a place maybe you haven't been to before, an opportunity to check it out.
Yes.
And you might find a new favorite place to go, because I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, and they have really good food. We've ordered food from there for lunch at the Chamber, and they have really, really good food. And they have different things. I mean, you wouldn't expect them to have some kind of prime rib sandwich, but it's good.
Yeah. So. Go check it out, everybody. That's going to be a fun one. We'll touch on that before we let go, and we'll certainly talk about it in our good stories of the day on our morning shows. We have Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. That is another one of our favorite events that we do at the Chamber. And you've got that for us, Holly.
Absolutely. So for those that have participated in the BASS, it was previously known as Sip Shop Support. So we're rebranding a little bit, make it more fun, get it out there better this year. So Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. So showcase your business during the spring event. It's great. It's 14 days long. You get to collect a bingo card, go out, visit these businesses. We are looking for businesses to participate. It's great. You know, it's just the 35 to participate, and then the raffle basket. But honestly, we get so many people that come out and they just love it, and then the people get to enter to win the raffle prizes that the businesses are sending out. So, you know, it's great. We definitely need that form and payment by March 25th. Again, it's 14 days to eat, drink, buy local. I know I'm super excited. We did extend it so that way you can visit all the businesses, not just those few in that short period of time. But definitely we have shops, restaurant, bars, and we're really looking to grow it to reach more businesses. We want more of the community involved in this event.
Is there a limit of how many businesses we can have with this event?
Absolutely not. It's essentially just based on how many businesses I can fit on the bingo card.
right on. So that, and I think everybody in their head immediately can kind of picture a bingo card. Hey, that's a lot of spaces, so let's fill them up. And this is one of the more celebrated events we have, where not only do we get more and more people like involved, but I've heard over the years, you know, I was curious about this event last year. I thought I'd try it this year. So I think it's another event that's been around for a little while, but it's only growing. It's only getting stronger every year, it seems. It's also a fun event. This is one of the more fun things I hear in the community and seeing people do.
Yeah, I've heard a lot, actually, with people there. You know, me and my daughter or my family, we go out, visit these places, have fun. And this one's great because it's right before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So why not go out and get mom that present or that gift that she really deserves?
Yes, because she is not going to ask for it. She is not going to tell you what she wants.
She'll just pick it up 5 times and then be like, look how pretty this is.
Yes.
That's she's telling you. She's telling you she wants that.
Oh, you've met my mother. Because this is moms. Yes. Moms don't tell you anything. Moms, we got to do for them. We got to look out for them. We have to do for them. This is a great event, not only for that, but the timing of it with coinciding near Mother's Day and everything is perfect, especially for, let's be honest, so many guys out there, just being blunt about this, we're not always sure what to do. And then when we ask, we don't get answers, because no mother is going to tell you, hey, I want this. Give me the Hope Diamond. No mom in history is ever going to say that. So we got to kind of read between the lines, like Lacey was saying there. And these events, too, not only give you an opportunity to find mom gifts and everything, we're having fun with that. But in just to the same point, and I don't think my mom's any different than most any mom out there. I could go to a department store and buy something that I can buy at any department store in the world, and she would probably like it. But if I find something that is local, that is made local, that woman is going to go to the moon with how happy she is. That's my mom, and that's, I think, 90% of moms out there. They love those kind of things. It goes back to when we were kids, and you could buy a card for your mom, but if you made a card in class, you put your hand down and you do the art liner, like moms, they still have those in a cardboard box somewhere. This is the same type of thing. The things that businesses that are part of this event, you're thinking of that. You're going to be a part of Mother's Day. You're going to be a part of these things. So reach out and be a part of this great event with our chamber and get on that bingo card.
Yeah, definitely. And the really nice thing too is if you get that present for mom and she loves it, you know she's going to go back to that same store because she's going to love other things they have. So definitely if you're interested, you know, reach out. Ask for Holly Ann's phone number is 715-423-1830. We can get you signed up for that. No problem.
And we'll get that information out before we wrap up again, Holly. And one of the things that I think of with this too is something you're touching on right there. That yes, it's great for moms and that, but we also know that there are so many people out there that, oh, I didn't even know this business was around and it's been in town for like 5 years. You know, we've got a medium-sized community, but even with that, things get lost in the shuffle sometimes. You're on that bingo card, people are going to see you. People are going to have a lot more. So certainly any business out there, you've been around 20 years, encourage you to do this. But if you are a young business, this is a really key, great opportunity for you that I've seen other businesses use and just springboard from and immediately get a lot more traffic in their building. Thank you for that, Holly. That's great.
Absolutely.
That was really fun. That was great. Coffee with the Chamber coming up. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that is next Wednesday, February. Well, I should say two Februarys away, the 28th. That is going to be Sam Wessel, and he is going to be speaking about economic development in Central Wisconsin. So, if you are wanting to hear about the things that are changing, things that are coming to the area, you want to know besides trying to look through the paper and maybe when they release it, to kind of be ahead of it and to know what's coming here, how that'll affect your business, your family, definitely attend. You can do it virtually or come to the Chamber Boardroom. It is free for investors. So definitely register. There is a QR code if you want to do it on there or go to our website and register online.
And Sam's a great talker, really knows what he's talking about too. So that kind of knowledge and that kind of information you can get is vital. It's also a great opportunity, great event, like a great place to have this event and everything. And this is still available virtually?
Yes, absolutely. And there is also when you're going there, I think it's really nice because they definitely still talk about the person that's, you know, virtual. They still you're still a part of it. It's not like you're on the outside and you can't really participate. But definitely it is it's good for networking too. So getting your business out there, a lot of people that come and attend, they stay a little bit longer. Typically the speaker will stay longer, answer any questions. Maybe it's pertaining to their business specifically. So definitely come out and attend. The coffee is going to be sponsored by Cravings. So
who doesn't love Cravings?
Yeah,
Cravings,
yeah.
Specialty
Cravings
drinks.
Coffee.
Oh, that's such a good place.
I go there at least once to twice a week.
Same here. Yeah, great place. Love that place. I also wanted to talk about the Job Resource and Transfer Fair sponsorships. I wanted to touch on that a little bit with Lacey.
Yes, it is coming up quick. So we are very excited to have the Job Resource and Transfer Fair. It is going to be August 16th, and we have a couple different booth options for sponsor and non-sponsor. That is going to be on from 1 to 5, and then registration obviously a little bit earlier that day at Midstate. Absolutely reach out to Workforce. That is going to be the person that you're going to want to make to contact with for the booth options, for electricity, for different sponsorships, for gold, silver, bronze. They're going to sell out pretty quick. I know we're getting a lot of people registering. I think it opened and we had like 10 within the first 20 minutes.
I believe it.
A lot of people are looking for jobs. If you're someone that has jobs to fill, I think it's a great way to get your name out there. Definitely come attend, bring business cards, network with other businesses, maybe talk about, you know, what they're struggling with, what you're struggling with, as well as there's a lot of options just for getting your name out there, transferring for college credits. It's a lot. I think it's essential if you are someone in the workforce, even if you're not looking for a job,
yes.
I think to grow professionally essential.
Absolutely. And this is on both sides. If you're a business and you've got great employees, you could still, you never know if so you're going to lose somebody, wouldn't you? Most of the smart businesses I know have a backup plan, have an idea of, okay, well, if I lose so-and-so, I've got this. Or if I lose anything, I can get to another person here. Having a good amount of resumes on your, you know, and this is something vital to, I agree with you. I think on the other side of things too, if you are currently, you have a job and maybe even have a good job and you like your job or something, but there's the pay isn't what it is, or the hours aren't there, or you just want to free up your schedule a little bit more, whatever it might be, this is a great opportunity. The power has gone to the employees, and it's not going back. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle. And all the smart companies and smart businesses get that. And when you have a chance at like this, at a job fair, to see that business, to be able to talk to them, make eye contact and work with them, you get much more of an idea of what they're really made of. And vice versa. You same thing with employees. A lot of businesses nowadays have to do interviews on the phone or online. This is a chance to do one-on-one, right in person, seeing each other.
Absolutely. And this is something that you can participate in even if you are not a chamber member.
Okay.
So I think some of our things, they are specific to chamber members. And obviously, we want to make sure they get a lot of benefits. But absolutely, even if you are not a chamber member and maybe you want to go down that road, kind of see if this is beneficial, it's $100 per booth.
Yeah.
And I think with you being there all day long, I think the connections that you can make, definitely worth the $100 investment.
Oh, you can make your money back on that one right away. Yeah, that for sure. That's a great idea. Lacey, with the last couple of minutes we have, let's go ahead and get into our February Member of the Month Investor's Choice.
We're like all over. The Investor's Choice. So we actually went and did a BOP with him. So our business outreach program. And we went, visited him, got to learn a lot about him. He's also an author. Really, really good guy. He's been, kind of working since he was a kid. So I think I love the work ethic of people that, like, they get out there. And even when they've essentially made it to everyone else, they keep going. They keep making those changes. He seems like a very strong leader. And I think he definitely cares. And he cares about this community. He wants to make sure that it's taken care of. He lives here. So like with stocks, dividends, retirement, planning for your future, he does all of that stuff there. He's right essentially behind the courthouse. So centrally located, and he really, really is a really good person. I think Holly can probably say more too. She actually came with me for that, so we got to get to know him a little bit.
So, and who is this again?
Scott, he owns Investor's Choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely. So the really cool thing that I liked is he actually has a historical building where he's at. The trailway the train tracks used to go right up to his front door. So that's super cool that it has that history. But the one thing that really stood out with me is how much he truly cares. He brought on employees and they're like, hey, I'm going to help you out for a few months. They're still there years later, and I'm talking really like cool. 20 years. So it's amazing to see that, when you get that great leadership, your employee retention, it stays. It's great how much he actually cares about these people and just make sure that they're supported along with the community.
Big shout out to Investor's Choice. And we wrap up with our January new members. We certainly want to send a shout out to them.
Absolutely. So we have MCG Services, Turf Badger, Strategy Leaders, The Domestic Goddess, Express Employment Services, Hype Nutrition, Wham Incorporated, and then La Chateau, The Manor Bed and Breakfast.
Excellent businesses, excellent places, excellent work, you two. Holly, nice work. Nicely done.
For the first time, I think I did pretty good.
You made it. Nice work. And Lacey, as always, great. If people want to get in touch with either of you, want to find out more, Lacey, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so communications at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or the 715-422-4859. And then, Holly, do you want?
Absolutely. So, mine is just office@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And my direct line is 715-422-4852. But if you call the main office, you're going to get me.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow the Chamber on social media. It's a great follow. Great work, you two. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state of about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to finish their work for the session. Assembly and Senate floor sessions today have long agendas. Republicans are proposing a $2 billion income tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. This bill would make retirement income in Wisconsin tax-free. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The DMV says it's easy to get an ID to show at the polls. If you're wondering what forms of ID are acceptable, you should start at the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. There is no separate voter ID, and a real ID is not required in this state. If you need to get your first Wisconsin ID, you can start at the DMV's website, then bring your required documents to your nearest DMV. It's School Bus Driver Appreciation Week, and Wisconsin Rapids school bus drivers are feeling the love. The Wisconsin DOT posted reminders on their Facebook page on how you can help bus drivers by reminding your children how to get on and off the bus safely. Tips include waiting until the bus comes to a complete stop, making sure the driver can see you at all times, and never pick up anything that's dropped near a bus. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department shared the DOT's post, and people in Rapids are calling out their favorite bus drivers to say thank you. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff and, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. We'll still be stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as temperatures soar to the mid-40s. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind a wintry mix pushes in. It's 33 at our studios.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 13th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and it's time to Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor. We have right now with us on the phone, Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional, one of our favorite people to talk to. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm doing well, James. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, and thanks for being with us. We love talking real estate with you all. I learned so much on this subject every time we talk, and I've heard from listeners over the years that just really, really value the local touch that we get from Coldwell Banker, and appreciate you and your team over there, Lindsay. Let's start today in a fun spot. We're going to go over some definitions together.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was important for the consumer to understand some of the terminology that we use in real estate. Of course, we as realtors use these words every day, but sometimes for the consumer, it is not something that they're as familiar with. So nice to get a little bit of information wrapped around that.
Yeah, Lindsay, you know, more and more people are getting into the housing, you know, and buying homes, and it's becoming more accessible for people to be able to do that. But there are so many, I don't want to say little things, but it almost feels like there's nothing little in home buying, but things that don't always, you don't think of right away. And then you hear these terms, and you're kind of, I don't know, most adults, we get a little shy about asking, hey, what does that mean? Like, you know, we just kind of nod our head and everything. Here's an opportunity for you to understand these things kind of before or as you're going into the process.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the first things that we can start with is the pre-approval. It's actually really important on both the buying and the selling side of real estate. So you do think usually of a pre-approval of something that a buyer is really important for them. And in the context of real estate, of course, that pre-approval is the process where a potential homeowner goes through an evaluation of their full financial situation by a lender. That lender is going to review that buyer's credit history, their income, other financial factors, and they provide actually a written commitment that says, hey, you guys are good to go. You guys are looking well to purchase a home of such value. But what that pre-approval does is it not only helps a buyer and the agent that they're working with understand the budget, but it also can strengthen their position in negotiations. And it also is a tool for sellers to understand and view pre-approved buyers as someone who is more serious, financially capable. And that's another job for us as real estate professionals to make sure that the buyers that are getting into the homes that are for sale are serious and able to purchase.
I think a little more to that than I think we might have assumed. So that's a good one to hear. What about offer to purchase? That's one that's a new one, or not a new one, but that's, I think, new to some people maybe.
Yeah, so the offer to purchase is the name of one of the primary contracts that we use in the real estate industry. So it's very detailed. It is a written document. Of course, we can do a lot of things through digital signature and through email nowadays, but it is a document that becomes the contract. It is the offer from the buyer to purchase the seller's property. So there's details that can be negotiated. If there is anything that after that initial offer to purchase is drafted that needs to be negotiated, another document called a counteroffer is used. And once both the buyer and the seller have agreed and signed those final terms of what that contract looks like, it's considered fully executed, and that becomes legally binding. So that's really important for consumers to understand that when you're throwing your signature on things, really important to understand all of the details, all the nuts and bolts of that, so that you really understand what you're getting yourself into, because it is a legally binding contract. And of course, that's another value add as a realtor to be able to communicate what those contracts mean, explain them, and also craft them and draft them in a way that is beneficial to you as the consumer. And then taking it one step further is there are some times that the offer to purchase does change during the time of an accepted offer all the way to a closing table. So then that contract, once we have an accepted offer, it can be changed, and we would use another document called an amendment to do so.
Okay. What about earnest money?
So earnest money is something that kind of happens at the front end of a transaction. It's a deposit made by the buyer to really show their good faith in the transaction. So this sum of money is not an additional payment for the buyer. It does come off of their down payment, but it is something that needs to be liquid enough where that buyer can provide it, usually within 5 to 7 days of an accepted offer. So it is held in a trust account with either the title company or a real estate brokerage during the course of the transaction. And like I mentioned, later applied towards the buyer's down payment or the closing costs. And then if something were to happen where the deal doesn't make it to a closing table, where that deal falls through, there are details outlined right in that offer to purchase contract that we were talking about how that earnest money may be returned to the buyer. Or if the buyer is not leaving that contract with due cause, the seller may be entitled to keep that earnest money. So it's not always one way or the other. It depends on what the contract states and what went down in the transaction.
Really good stuff there, Lindsay. Thank you. What about a contingency? I think that's a term that means different things in different fields.
It does, yeah, for sure. You know, the word contingent can actually be used sometimes in even some websites simultaneously with accepted offer. Like you'll see a property is contingent. That means that there is an offer that has been accepted, but there are some terms that we still have to get, you know, work through those things.
Okay.
But in this case, we're talking about a specific contingency within our offer to purchase document. So it's a condition or a requirement that needs to be satisfied for that contract to proceed to the closing table. So some common contingencies can be home inspections, a financing approval. Sometimes a buyer needs to sell their home prior to purchasing the next one. So there's lots of different types of contingencies, but it really is, you know, hey, buyer and seller, we've agreed to these terms on our accepted offer. Now we have to work through some of the nuts and bolts of inspections and contingencies to make our way towards the closing, which is why there's a portion of time. A typical close is about 45 days for us to get from an accepted offer to the closing table, because there's some things that we have to do in between.
Makes sense. And it's, and I think it's also really interesting to hear the some of the details, kind of some a little bit of behind the curtain with some of this, too. That's another interesting angle of this. You mentioned closings. What about closing disclosure?
Yeah. So when we get closer to the time of closing, there's actually two documents. And I wish they had maybe some different names. They don't. They have very similar names. We have one that is called a closing disclosure. And we'll also talk about a closing statement. So the names are really similar, but they are very different things. So a closing disclosure can also be referred to as a CD, right? Just the abbreviation of closing disclosure. Yeah. But this is on the lending side of things. So if a buyer is taking out a mortgage and financing their purchase, this closing disclosure is a detailed document that is provided to the borrower by the lender. It has to be delivered within 3 business days before a scheduled closing. And it's going to outline all the final terms, the cost of the loans, I mean, everything, the loan amount, the interest rate, the closing costs, any other financial details. And this closing disclosure allows that buyer to review and compare those final terms before we actually make it to the closing table. And this is just to ensure transparency, accuracy, all of that.
Okay.
Kind of the other side is our closing statement. So a closing statement is also known as a settlement statement. And this is a document that also outlines a lot of financial details. However, it is in regards to the real estate transaction. So like we mentioned that first one, it really all has to do with the lender and the buyer and what that picture looks like. But on a closing statement, we are now jumping to the real estate transaction. So this is prepared usually by a closing agent or an attorney who's involved in helping us close the transaction. And it is a summary of all of the funds involved, including the purchase price, the closing cost, any adjustments, expenses or credits. And we're going to be able to see both the buyer and the seller's side of the real estate transaction. And they're both going to receive a copy of that statement too, to make sure that everything looks good about what we agreed upon and where we are at the end of day of how much cash that buyer needs to come to close, and then how much money that seller is actually getting as far as proceeds from that sale.
Lindsay, we have gone over a lot of different terms here, and while it may be a lot to take in, it's all very vital and really informative, really helpful understanding these terms.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I really do think understanding these terms really can be critical for anyone who is involved in buying or selling real estate. They are commonly used throughout the entire process, but it's just another important reason to have a trusted real estate professional by your side. And, you know, so if you're looking to buy or sell a home, don't forget about the many ways an agent can be essential to that process. If there's a hurdle that pops up, a negotiation that needs to take place, you know, even a term that feels confusing or could be misunderstood, we are here to help every step of the way.
We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. I want to send a big thank you to Advantage and Belva Parr Realty as well. And Lindsay, let's get into some national numbers now.
Absolutely. So I pulled some, you know, year end is a really good time where we have some gathering of data. And I just had some things that I thought were interesting and I wanted to bring to our listeners today. So the National Association of Realtors, when we're looking back here at the end of 2023, they discovered that over 85% of the U.S. metro markets witnessed a rise in home prices during that fourth quarter of 2023. And so that is unique and special because we do usually see a little bit of a decrease in activity at the end of the year, right? People get busy with the holidays. Some places in our country have the winter where we're dealing with weather conditions. So the fact that we were still seeing a rise in those home prices in that fourth quarter is pretty exciting to see. We're also seeing from a census that a majority of homeowners, actually almost 70%, are in a really good financial position in their home ownership. There is almost 40% of people that have fully paid off their mortgages, and then about 30% that have at least 50% of equity in their homes. So there is a really great number of homeowners that hold a considerable amount of equity in their properties, and that large segment can really stand to gain a lot if they choose to sell in this market. So that's an exciting stat as well for us to, you know, consider going into 2024.
Yeah. Lindsay, anything speak out to you about these numbers? Anything that stands out to you about them?
I mean, the hope from the real estate perspective is that when we see these large numbers of homeowners in a healthy and good financial standpoint, is that we hope that there will be an increase in the number of people that see, hey, home prices are up, we're able to sell for a really good amount, we have a really great amount of equity in our home, or our mortgage is fully paid off. We stand to really gain from selling in this market. So the hope in the real estate industry is that we will see an increase in inventory of homes enter the market here in early 2024.
And the kind of springboarding off of that optimism there, what are we kind of seeing with that?
Yeah, so that's also exciting. Obviously, we've ridden quite a roller coaster of interest rates in the mortgage world for a while here. But what we are seeing is that it's stabilizing. So from the National Housing Survey, we are seeing that even homeowners are feeling excited about this, that 36% of the people that responded to this survey indicated that they expect mortgage rates to go down in the next 12 months. So there is some optimism in the consumer world. They're also indicating that consumers have also expressed a greater confidence in their job situations this month. So just another sign that that housing may continue to improve in 2024.
Hmm. What about the mortgage demand tick ups on this in that kind of thing? Well, let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was exciting to read that during the week of February 2nd, so just a few weeks ago, that the Mortgage Bankers Association was seeing an increase in mortgage applications. So basically, we have more home buyers, asking for mortgages here mm-hmm. at the beginning of 2024. So this activity has been strong to start this year. Even compared to that final quarter of 2023. And like I mentioned before, mortgage rates have remained stable since the beginning of the year. And what we're seeing is that the 30-year fixed rate is averaging about 6%. As of February 1st, it was 6.63. So we're hovering right around that 6%, give or take. And so that is really exciting to see that we've kind of come back to a interest level that appears to be more comfortable for our home buyers, because now we're seeing more people apply for those loans and interested in purchasing.
It's really good information, Lindsay. We appreciate it, especially with how ever-changing this industry is.
Absolutely. This industry is definitely constantly changing. Staying ahead of it really requires constant learning and adapting to new ways of doing things. And that's why I'm so proud to work for Coldwell Banker. Our family of companies located in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, we focus on training our agents, continuing to learn, being forward thinkers about how we provide the best customer service to our customers and clients. In addition to being on top of all of this data that we just discussed, whether it's nationwide or also localized to our communities here, we just want to make sure that we are in the know about everything, and we continue to be that source of information for everyone that we work with, whether it's a client, a community member. We want that the public to look for us for all of this latest information. So we're excited to share that.
Lindsay, I know we like to go over some local numbers. We have some Wisconsin Rapids real estate numbers we're going to touch on as we're wrapping up.
Absolutely. So in Wisconsin Rapids, things are happening. We have 32 active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, four of which have had a recent price reduction. So we are seeing some more inventory and hoping that some of that, the spring weather that we're having, will also bring an early spring market in real estate. We also have 35 properties that are under contract. Our average days on market being about 60 days, so that is having homes sit on the market just a little bit longer. But what we're seeing is those excessive bidding wars have subsided depending on the type of the property. The average sold price in January was $188,000, and we're still selling really close to that asking price. We're at 99% for list to sales price ratio, so selling just right below that asking price on average. So sellers are generally in a favorable position. Well-priced homes in good condition are selling. It's essential for sellers to remain realistic and work closely with their real estate agents to set appropriate listing prices to really maximize interest and secure a buyer.
Lindsay, it's really, really good information. How about the Rome area? We have a little time to touch on that.
Absolutely. We have 22 active listings in Rome, and they are also selling really close to that asking price. So we're at 97% for list to sales price ratio. Being that Rome is very seasonal, there's lots of second homes, much more traffic in the warmer months. So we are seeing some seasonality when it comes to real estate. But with that being said, we're excited for the interest in activity come spring.
Hmm. And let's wrap up with Adams Friendship.
Absolutely. We have 13 active listings, 7 properties that are under contract, and our average sold price is a whopping $392,000. This price is a little bit skewed because we only had 2 sales that I was able to pull from January, both valued high. Mm. So we do have an out of ordinary high average sales price that we're kind of showing just for that 1 month of 2024. But what we are seeing is that the market is stabilizing. Again, properties are selling very close to those asking prices at 98% of list. And I think sellers are understanding the shift in the market. They're listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing. And pricing just, it has an added trickiness as these markets shift and change. And so we are excited to offer that value to our customers and clients from, you know, working with a trusted Coal Banker real estate professional.
Yeah. You know, Lindsay, in our conversation here, one of the things that has been very clear to me is I don't know anything, even though I do. Like, I've been talking with you and JR for years, and I've learned more than I would ever know about real estate without you all. And even still, like some of those terminology things and some of the numbers you just gave us, I wasn't aware of. In this day and age where there's so many people that want to do it themselves or figure out things that work, ways to do things on our own, this is not that field to do that with. This is a field where you want to go to people you trust, people that are that know the area, that understand the area, and that have an incredible reputation, that back the people. Because people like Lindsay and her colleagues, they're our neighbors. They're people that live in these neighborhoods that they're trying to get you a home in or help you sell your home. So they're looking out for you just as much as you're looking out for you. There's no more trusted than Coldwell Banker. I appreciate the time as always, Lindsay.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate you and your understanding of what we do and talking about it each month. Thank you.
Yeah, and I gotta put you on the spot a second, Lindsay. Lindsay's playing hurt today, everybody, and she did an amazing job. So shout out to you, Lindsay. Nice work, and always fun working with you. If people want to have follow-up questions or they want to know more about some of what we've talked about, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. So the best number for our Wisconsin Rapids location, which is Coal Banker Seward Realtors, is 715-424-4800. Our location in the town of Rome, which is Coal Banker Advantage, is 715-325-7335. And finally, our location in Adams Friendship, which is Coal Banker Belva Par, is 608-339-6335. 7757. So please do remember to call our Coldwell Banker family of companies. We are more than eager to assist with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth, or to assist with any ins and outs of the market if you're looking to purchase a home.
You're the best, Lindsay. We appreciate you. We'll talk again next month.
Thanks so much, James.
We'll have more coming up for you right here on Midday Magazine tomorrow, right on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.